What kind of man are you? This life will require you to be steadfast, immovable, strong, and courageous. Though this world says you should get a trophy just for showing up, and there are no winners and losers, you must train to win the prize. You do the hard things. You persevere. You are becoming the man God created you to be. You exercise discipline, the discipline of manliness.
Guys, welcome back to the Discipline of Manliness podcast. Great to be back with you. I am Colin Hornback, your host and founder of this show. And in this show, guys, if you are new, we are focusing on becoming better and better men and becoming the men that God designed us to be. We're trying to fulfill the role of masculinity that He's laid out for us, and we're trying to do that by improving daily on four main aspects of our masculinity. Those are being our faith first. We're going to always put that first, because if we don't have that right, really after that, nothing else matters. So it is going to be the most influential and critical thing to get right in our lives. So we got to put our faith first and be growing in our walk with Christ, and that will then influence all these other ones. But the next ones are our fellowship or friendships that we have, and the men we're bringing in around us, or getting right in our relationships with our families, you know, wife, kids, parents, siblings, whatever, you know, whatever family you might have, but trying to get better in all those roles. And then also your fitness, your physical fitness, you're going to be working on that, guys, hopefully daily. And then also your finances, or what you're doing to improve your overall contribution to the world around you. So those are the main aspects that we're talking about in this show. And this is stuff that I know I'm personally working on, trying to get better at each and every day. And I hope you guys are also making plans to pursue this and get better each and every day as you go through life. Guys, in this episode, I want to be talking about a concept a friend of mine just brought up with me and a few other guys just a few weeks ago. And it was pretty cool. I really enjoyed his encouragement to us. But it was this concept of be, do, have. And I think a lot of us can pretty easily identify what it is that we want to have. Guys, I know for me, there's several things I could list out, but I know most of us probably want to have a nicer house, for instance, or a better car, or a bigger truck, or better truck, you know, whatever that might look like. We want to have a family, you know, or we want to have a bigger paycheck. We want to have a vacation, you know, we want to have a better physique, you know, there's all these different things that we can want to have. But we, you know, and it's not that hard. Like, we can pretty easily identify that. If I just asked you face to face, you know, hey, what is it you want right now? I'm sure it wouldn't take you long to figure out a few things that you're working towards, or things that you're after right now. But there's more to it than just identifying what it is we want. And in this episode, this is what we're going to be talking about. It's this principle of be, do, have that my friend Glenn brought up, like I said, just a couple weeks ago. Ultimately, guys, we need to be taking it beyond that first layer of just what it is we want. And I don't think this is something you guys don't know. I think most of you probably are doing this next step of what is it that I need to do to have those things I want. You know, a lot of us are setting out goals, figuring out the action steps, and then looking at what it is we need to do. And I think, again, most men are probably able to do that much. Where I think we may be missing a step is this very first one of B. Is basically, who is it I need to be in order to be the kind of man that will do the action steps and then will ultimately have the things that I'm working towards? So this is overall, I think, a pretty short episode. This isn't a super in-depth thing that's hard to grasp. This concept is really simple, just as usual, not always easy to actually implement. But who is it that you need to be right now? Or who is it you need to be becoming or working towards becoming in order to do those action steps? Guys, I know if you think about any of these examples, like you want a better physique, you know that you need to probably, you know, cut calories, or, you know, get more time in the gym, or, you know, start lifting weights or something like that in order to lose weight and have a better physique. You know that, and you can probably make a plan pretty easily of going to the gym. But are you also the type of man who can say no when your coworker brings in cookies, or, you know, there's brownies on the break room table, or, you know, it's someone's birthday and there's cake now, or whatever, you know, there's always these temptations. So are you the kind of man that can, you know, easily say no to the temptation of these different treats so that you're not derailing the other steps you're taking to ultimately work to get that body that you're trying to develop? Or in other words, too, if you're thinking about a better paycheck, you want to earn more money, you might know that you maybe need to put in some more hours at work, or you need to find a better job. You know, whatever way you want to go about making more money, you can identify what it is you need to do. But who is it you need to be in order to do that? Are you the kind of man that's going to be able to put in extra hours, that you're going to take on the extra projects that no one else wants to do? Are you going to be the type of man who's willing to stay late, you know, to get those projects done and make sure they're done correctly and on time or early? You know, if you're just putting in the bare minimum, showing up to work, you know, right at, you know, 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. whenever you start, and just leaving right at 5, and you don't stay a minute late, you don't ever double check your work, and you're not going to be putting in that extra effort, then you can't expect to be the type of man that when the raises are dealt out, that you're going to be top of mind for your boss to be able to give the raise to. And I'm not suggesting you guys focus on that exclusively to the sacrifice of your family time or how you show up with your families. But, you know, there might come a time too, if you're going to set a goal to get a little bit further ahead at work, maybe you need to have a talk with the wife and the kids and the family and figure out a way that you can put in a little more effort there without sacrificing too much at home, and make sure that you're balancing those things out. Cause I don't think money should be our main driving factor. That's why that one's last in my list of the aspects I think we should be pursuing. But overall, you want a better paycheck. You got to figure out who is it you need to be in order to do the right steps and then earn that paycheck. So are you the kind of man who's going to be diligent enough to figure out your timelines to make sure your projects are done on time, that you're going to have enough time allotted in there to double check your work and not just slap stuff together and get it, you know, in and out, you know, right back to the boss without making sure everything is correct and accurate? And are you the type of man who your boss knows he can rely on? Are you exemplifying the type of character that they know they can trust you? When you get the project, it's going to be done right. It's all going to be accurate. And when it comes back, they're not going to have to be worried about maybe what then they pass on to a client, you know, if you have that type of work. Or if you're like me, where you have direct, you know, clients working with you, then your clients can know when they deliver you that project or that thing or that task they need done, that they're not going to have someone else come back and fix your mistakes. So ultimately, guys, who is it you need to be in order to do the right things and then ultimately have the thing you're working towards? And I want you guys to really just identify that. Think about the things that you want right now. What is it you want to have? Maybe it's a family. Maybe some of you guys are either single or dating. You know, maybe you want to have a family. Are you the kind of man who has the character to win the girl's heart that you have in mind for your future spouse? You know, do you even know what she looks like? You know, do you have that girl in mind of the kind of character you want to pursue? And if so, I hope you do. Are you the kind of man that kind of woman is going to be attracted to? You know, if you guys are wasting a bunch of time just, you know, sitting on the couch playing video games, you know, that probably isn't going to be what most women of substantial character are going to be looking for. Not that there's anything wrong with having some fun in life. I'm not saying that. Have some fun, but make sure that you're also doing the other aspects of your walk with Christ right, that you're becoming a godly man, that you're a man of character and integrity and can show up and do the things that need to be done and sacrifice some of that, you know, fun time in order to go deeper with the people that you need to go deeper with in your life, be it other men who are going to draw you deeper in your walk or challenge you and build you up and make you better. And ultimately, the kind of man who's going to be able to care for a woman who is special to you and important to you. You know, when she has a rough day, are you the kind of man that she can talk to and pour her heart out to, and who's going to listen and give her the type of attention she needs and encourage her and build her up? You know, if she can't count on you for things like that, I guarantee you that woman that you have in mind is not going to be attracted to you. So you got to make sure that you're doing the right things for yourself right now, whether you're single or dating, engaged, doesn't matter. And if you already are married, make sure that you're showing up in the way that I think your wife probably expected when you guys said I do. I know there's days I fall short, you know, as a spouse too, as a husband. And my wife's had to talk to me and share with me areas where I've fallen short and haven't led in a way that she expected or was hoping I would. And yeah, those things sting, guys, and it hurts. It's hard to hear that. But you've got to be the kind of man who can listen to that and take the rebuke of a friend and those faithful wounds of a friend, and then turn around and become better, sharper, stronger, you know, not just physically, but I'm talking mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and become the man that she is wanting you to become and encouraging you to become. So that way you're showing up for her the way she needs and ultimately presenting her in a better way, in her walk with Christ too, and helping her become better. So guys, these are just some things I want you to be thinking about. Think about what you want to have, and yes, break those things down into action steps for what you need to do, but take it another layer deeper and start thinking about who is it you need to be? What character traits do you need to be pursuing to be able to be that man who will do the action steps in the way they need to be done that will ultimately lead you to having the things that you want to have? Guys, this can go really deep. This can be a lot of different, you know, show up in a lot of different ways for all of us. And it's not always going to be easy to make these changes. But I encourage you to be identifying the type of character you need to be developing so that you can constantly be pursuing that. And when you pursue that, I think that's going to be the key changes that you need to make so that you are then doing the right action steps daily, and that will lead to you having the things that you want to have. This can sound like a little, just imagine, you know, what it is you want to have and it'll happen, because, you know, just start putting yourself in this frame of mind of, and these things will be attracted to you. And that's definitely not what I'm getting after. That isn't what you should be taking away from this. I just want you guys to identify that type of character that you need. And if you need help developing it, get the right men around you. That's why I encourage you guys to have really strong, really good friendships that go deep, where you have men in your corner who are going to be supporting you and challenging you and telling you when you're falling short. I'm working on that right now, guys. I actually just joined a Bible study my church started so that I can have more of those men in my corner who are here with me face to face in life. Even though I do have a few other aspects and a few other ways that I pursue those types of relationships, I definitely want those things right here, right around me, face to face. So be doing that, guys. Don't think you're going to just wing this and do it on your own. So guys, that's my challenge to you. Figure out, yes, what you want to have. Absolutely figure out action steps to get those things. But more than anything else, look at your character. Look at, you know, with other men around you. Hey, that guy's got what I want. What is he like? What type of decisions does that guy make? And what do I need to change to become more like that? So that's ultimately my encouragement for you guys this week. Figure it out. Who is it you need to be in order to do the right things and then have those things that you are after? I hope you guys have an awesome week. I hope things are great for you. I look forward to hearing from you guys, be it in the social channels or other aspects, guys, or shoot me a text or email and let me know how things are going. Hit me up with questions or, as always, future podcast ideas. And you guys have a great week. Oh, you can hit me up at Discipline of Manliness on the social channels or disciplineofmanliness@gmail.com. And I'd love to hear from you guys and know what's going on for you and how you guys are making different choices each and every day to become the men that God designed you to be. Hope you guys have a great week. Until next time, guys, keep practicing the discipline of manliness. Thank you.